control of the airwaves, or the website. You can go to freetalklive.com, and that's where you can actually submit show prep to freetalklive.com. It then appears on the upcoming stories page. Now, if you're a brand new user and you've never submitted anything before, you do have to have at least one, I'm not sure what the actual number is, I think it's one or two or something, articles or submissions approved. So that's kind of a way to stop spam. So you submit something to the site. If it's your first time, it will go to our moderators. They'll approve it, presumably, unless you're spamming. And then it'll be approved and put on the upcoming stories page. If you've already had a couple of them approved, you're already kind of in the club, you don't have to go through that process, then you'll go straight, your article will go straight to the upcoming stories page when you submit it. And it could be a news article, it could be a YouTube video, it could be, you know, a blog post or something like that. And then at that point, once it's on the upcoming stories page, it must receive a certain number of votes in order to be promoted to the front page of the site so more people can see it. We're more likely to see it. You can go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Ademo.
And Allie.
And so Ademo, by the way, joining us from copblock.org. Allie is from alliehavens.com.
That's right.
Now, Ademo, right before we went to the news break there, we were talking about this ridiculous call from Tom in New Hampshire, who was saying, basically, he made it sound like he was supporting a cab driver who shot a client. Somebody had gotten in the back of a cab and demanded to smoke in the back of the cab. Cab driver told him that's not something that he allows in his cab. And he blasted him 8 times with a 9mm, apparently. I presume that killed the man, but we didn't get to that amount of detail in the story because it sounded like Tom was defending the cabbie. Now, he did say the cabbie was being attacked, but it was kind of an afterthought when we managed to extract a little bit more information from Tom. That information did come out. So we don't know in what manner the cabbie was being attacked. Obviously, we weren't there, but it seems totally inappropriate. Your question was, what if the guy didn't get out of the cab?
Right. What if he's just going to sit? Like, so the smoker gets in. The guy says, driver says, sorry, sir, non-smoking cab. You know, F you, I'm smoking anyways. Yeah. I don't know. And he stays there. So sure, he could, if he was already en route, pull over to stop the service. Hopefully the guy would leave and want to get out. But what if he's like, I'm just going to sit here? And you're like, no, you're not. You're going to get out. And, you know, so at some point, like, it seems to be a
common
debate.
At some point,
the
person would have to be removed.
Right, but what if you couldn't physically remove him? What if he was barely? What if he threatened to, I'll hit you with this baseball bat?
Call somebody.
It
seems like an unlikely situation that if you're the cab driver, you're going to want to try to use as little force as possible. And if he gets out a gun and says, dude, I'm going to shoot you unless you get out of this car, is the guy just going to sit there and be like, shoot me then?
Right.
I want to smoke.
I agree that there should be a number and a lot of numbers or steps before firing 8 bullets into a guy who's not going to get out of your cab.
Well, either of those steps, you know, pull over, hey, dude, get out.
Right.
You know, obviously he's not going to pay you at that point, but you just want the guy out of the cab. You know, get the guy out of the cab. That's going to work for most people because most people getting in a cab want to go somewhere, right? They have somewhere to go. But, you know, presuming this is a belligerent drunk who really doesn't care where he's going, he just wanted to mess with the guy in the cab, then, you know, if you can't remove him yourself, that's when you call someone. And now when Allie and I were in New York City with a group of folks a few weeks ago, we went to a rave in Brooklyn. And afterwards, there was a call. Now, you weren't actually there for this, but there was a call put out to bring some cabs out to take us back to the hotel. And the cabbies showed up, and they've got their own, you know, two-way radio systems or whatever. It wouldn't be hard if there were other cabs in your crew or whatever to just, you know, get on the two-way. Hey, we got trouble here at XYZ intersection. And then whichever cabbies don't have fares that are in the area could come out. And then you would have probably enough people to, you know, subdue the guy. Or worst case, you would call whatever protection agency. Unfortunately, for most people, that's the government police. I wouldn't recommend that, but worst case.
I want to ask Ademo, what do you think? Like, do you think it would have been more moral to call the cops than to shoot this person?
Well, I don't know. I mean, in this circumstance, like, was he attacking him or not? I don't know.
Like, what would you have done?
I would not call
the
cops.
Like, would you be like, well, I don't want to call the cops, so I'm just going to, obviously, you wouldn't shoot the guy.
I just hate jumping to the conclusion of, like, that was unjustified, you know, because, like, that makes me sound like I have, like, the ultimate, like, you know, right. Like, to me, like, I would just make my, if I read this in the newspaper or heard about it from a friend, that yellow cab driver shoots dude after asking him one time to please leave and the dude said no, I would stop getting in yellow cabs. Yeah. I would just, like, ostracize that cub to me from getting my...
I don't even think that it's justified, like, even if you're like, leave, and the guy's like, no, I don't think... I still think that it's not justified to shoot the person.
No,
I think
you have to use deadly force in response to threat of deadly force.
So if he shot him, it wasn't over the cigarette smoking at that point. It's because the guy wouldn't leave the cab.
Well, it's allegedly because he was being attacked.
And so, like, basically the way I see it go down is cab driver says leave the cab. The guy says no. And at that point, the cab driver has the right to forcibly remove the man from his property, which is his car. And if the guy... resists from that, then at some point, I could see it escalate to deadly force and it could be justified, but it wouldn't be about the cigarette smoking at that point.
Right. I think it, like 99.9% of this scenario would work out like the pullover stop. They might sit there for 5-10 minutes at the most in some awkward conversation of like, no, you get out. And then someone's going to give and leave because, or like simple force, like, hey man, open the door, grab him by the shoulder, out you go, would be enough.
Well, that's justified. If you've told this client, hey, I don't want you as a client anymore, you need to get out, you open the door for him, he doesn't get out, at that point you're completely justified in removing him. You're not justified in breaking any of his bones or shooting him, in anger or whatever, but just to remove the person from the premises is usually how you restore the peace, in my opinion. You know,
sure,
if you've got people fighting in a bar, you remove one or two of the participants.
Do what police are supposed to do. Use as much force necessary to end the confrontation.
Right.
You know, so I wasn't saying that I would support him if he shot him. I don't really... Like, who's to say what level of defense one can put on their own property? And if someone made a bad choice, which I think would be to use deadly force very quickly, just stop using the service. He's not going to make many more customers or friends in the cab business.
Get a bloodstained cab.
Shooting people who are, like, upset, you know, especially when cabbies make all the
money. You open the door to the cab, there's bloodstains in there. Yeah, okay, I'll move along.
I think that this is important to talk about because I've noticed that people will get mixed up on this issue, and they think that as soon as your rights are violated, all of a sudden...
You can pull out the gat.
Yeah, you can start shooting away. And right. Obviously, that's not the message that I want to promote.
No, and I think a better version of this is, the curmudgeonly neighbor with the little girl trampling his flower bed out front or something like that. The ridiculous propertarian or whatever you want to call it, property rights perspective is that, well, as soon as someone trespasses, I can just open fire.
Right.
And
No.
Yeah. I understand she's destroying your flowers and that you're really attached to them, but that doesn't justify you blasting the, little girl in your flower bed.
Mm. Well, I mean, it might to some. I'm just saying I wouldn't want to argue with the guy. You know, I'm going to avoid his property. I'm not going to let him in my business. I'm going to tell all my friends that I see talking and associating with him that, like, hey, you don't ever want to trample that guy's flowers because he'll kill you.
Well, what if it's your daughter?
Well, then we would have an issue because...
Do you have a claim against him?
Well, I think there's a claim if somebody would have undue justice against a family member or loved one of mine. I would have.
I think that anybody who blasts a little girl for dancing in their flower bed and crushing their plants would have a real tough time in arbitration or in any sort of court situation.
Or any society, I hope.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that some people might think that's justifiable.
Some psychopaths would agree that that would be justifiable.
What is justifiable is subjective, you know. And
this is true, yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but like
it matters what
about
people think.
Arbitration and, people who are known to be fair and who would be arbiters would be much better, judging these things than probably any of us.
I agree with that. But the state present, though, like people can overreact in such scenarios as we're talking and get away with it.
But this is true, and they have complete immunity from consequences for their actions.
Exactly.
855-453, that's the toll-free number here. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. Coming up, virginity auction is going on, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it here. You've got the details.
Selling it for sure.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Not my virginity.
Just to clear that up, yeah. In case anyone was wondering. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe in year 2520.
average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll free line 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for news updates. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Follow us via email if you would prefer that. Or maybe you like Twitter or Facebook and you'd like to follow us there. You can get to all of those through news.freetalklive.com. And if you follow us on Twitter and Facebook, you're going to get more than just the news about the show. You're going to get updates during the program. We'll link some show prep items over to you, ask some questions. So I'd ask the question about the pizza dude earlier, the Fargo pizza dude, who is living a nightmare when it comes to his housing situation. And I asked, what should the Fargo pizza dude do about his housing nightmare? Sam Ludlam says on Facebook, light a match. And Todd Hebert says, I would have walked away a long time ago. But that's, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, right? So it's easy for somebody on the outside to say, oh, well, I would have done this. Well, you're not in that situation, and the pizza dude is in the situation, and he can't walk away a long time ago. He can only do something now. So, you know, what's the best option at hand for him? You're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything that you would like. 855-450-FREE. Adamo and Allie with us, or with me here tonight. And we're going to talk later about Allie and why she wasn't here last week. or the week before
that. Got some explaining
that.
To do, huh?
Yeah. Leaving us boys to ourselves.
Right. I mean, you're a cool guy, Damo.
I know, you're awesome too, Ian. Yeah, but
it's nice to have an Allie in the studio.
Yeah. It's good to be here.
We'll find out more about that. But there was a story you wanted to share with us tonight.
That's right. The story is about virginity, and I don't know if you guys know this, but some people are really into virginity.
I think when you said that, probably like half the listeners' ears perked up, like, oh, virginity, we're going to talk about virginity. All right. This should be good.
I don't know. What's so great about virginity?
I don't know. Some people are just really into that stuff. They just like the idea of
to
something.
To be the first.
Well, yeah. I get it.
Like,
I get
being the first or like something being pure and then like corrupting it. I don't really know.
It could be either one of those. You're absolutely right. Or maybe a combination of both. But what's happening?
Well, a Brazilian student has decided to capitalize on this market demand. this is from Business Insider. The Brazilian student has sold her virginity in an online auction for $780,000 as
Whoa.
Part of a documentary.
Wow, $780,000?
Yep.
That is insane.
Does that seem like an exorbitant amount for you guys?
I think that's like... that's crazy. I can't imagine anyone like $300, right? $300 would be like high end for me.
Well, that's just it. Like, this is a female we're talking about, and I wonder. What's that?
She's hot.
She is. Okay, so I haven't seen the picture, but I wonder what the amount would be for a male.
I meant my $300 mark was like how much I'd pay for.
Oh, for some virginity.
Like, that's more to do with my financial status. But.
So this is part of a documentary. Called Virgins Wanted by an Australian filmmaker, and a male was actually included in the documentary.
Oh.
Guess how much he got?
Do we know more about him? Like, how old is he? Are these
21
both teenagers?
Year old.
And how old was the female?
Shoot.
That's all right.
She was a college student. So
college student in her 20s.
She's 20. She's
okay,
20.
So 20 years old, 21 year old male, let's say 70,000.
The boy?
We'll go with a tenth of the amount.
3,000.
Oh,
wow.
Damn.
Wow. I gave him double. I was like 6,700.
Wow.
He wasn't as hot, but.
Wow. Yeah, so, okay. So, Brazilian women are certainly known for their beauty in a lot of cases.
But so I've seen her. I don't know. Like, I've seen hotter Brazilian women than this woman.
Sure.
I mean, 700. You know how. I mean, we all know how much money that is, but. $780,000, can you imagine being, like...
How many homes in the United States you could buy with that?
Or anything. Like, you could buy, like, all of Detroit with that. But, seriously.
It's pretty awesome. Why would you want to, though?
How well off does that guy have to be in order to have this endeavor? And, like, if that's the case, like, what is this about? Just, like, the fact that he could? What's that movie where, like, the dude... Robert Redford gives $1 million to sleep with Demi Moore for like
a
one
decent
night.
Proposal, I think,
or something like that. Yeah. Okay. So she wasn't even a virgin. You know, that's a movie.
Right.
So this is like the real life like version.
Yeah. So Caterina Migliarini was the subject of 15 bids with a Japanese man named only as Natsu winning on Wednesday night. Australian media reported. They said Miss Migliarini would be delivered to her buyer on board a plane to Australia and that she would be interviewed before and after losing her virginity at
wow.
a secret location. So this is
all for the documentary.
Yeah, this is for the
this
documentary.
This is fascinating.
Yeah.
This is going to be an interesting documentary.
I'm tempted to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Filmmaker Jason Sicily, who reportedly began his project in 2009 and caused outrage when he put posters up in Sydney and Melbourne saying, "Virgins Wanted." He said Miss Migliarini was ecstatic and had not expected such a high level of interest.
If you go to virginswanted.com.au, virginswanted.com.au, you get the two of the you get the girl and the lady and the male here, and it's got the like they split the screen between the two of them. Sold. You get their pictures and then the amounts they were sold for. $780,000 compared to $3,000.
And now look at her. Do you think? I mean, she's attractive.
Yeah. She's
never
not
met.
An unattractive lady.
But $780,000?
She's untainted. Yeah. She's uncharted waters.
Yeah, but do we all remember? My first sexual experience wasn't like, you know, you weren't on par there.
That's one of the reasons why it's not such a great idea, right?
That's what I was saying.
People who are virgins don't know what they're doing, number one. Although somebody else could argue that, you know, like a cougar, for instance, might want to be the first so they can teach them the ropes, so to speak. So that could be an attractive factor.
But it's still
factor.
Not to like the fourth, fifth, or sixth, whatever number of time where that like investment pays off, right? Like I'm the cougar who goes in for like the...
What do you mean by that? Where the investment
pays off? Because they want to break the young stallion or whatever, the cougar, mm-hmm. you know? So it's like by the time they're broken or like in, like they've taught them all the tricks, it's the third or fourth time they've probably...
I see what you mean. The course. Then they move on, right?
Right, and then they move on. So I'm saying like this is the one-time virgin. Like the number one seed isn't like where you really want to be. And would you pay $780,000 for like...
It's a fetish for some people.
Oh, obviously it is. No doubt about it. But is wouldn't it also be a mess, too? I mean, at least when it comes to a lady.
Probably.
You've got the hymen, which that when that breaks, is there not blood?
Yeah. That's what I understand.
Right.
Unless something happens in, like, a horse riding accident, which is bullshit. It just doesn't even...
Right. It's bull something or other.
Yes.
Yes.
So...
That's true.
So... I was joking about how this is a way better argument for saving yourself than for some sky daddy or something like Jesus or something like that.
Or the homecoming dance.
So you're saying that if you save yourself, then you could auction it and
profit off
bang,
of this.
Big time.
Hold
well, now how
money.
Does she, now what I want to know more about is how did she pull this off? I mean, did they do the auction in a country in which prostitution is legal?
She says that she's not a prostitute.
Oh, really?
She says, this is a quote, if you do it once in your life, then you're not a prostitute.
So you have to do it more than once to be a prostitute.
Just like if you take one amazing photograph, it does not automatically make you a photographer.
So I wonder what the seconds would go for. Like if,
No, it would make you a photographer, just not like a professional photographer. Like she might not have a profession as a prostitute, but you definitely
an amateur prostitute.
Yourself,
yeah.
My lady.
Well, I guess she's an amateur. Certainly not an amateur, right? She's a professional. She's getting paid. I mean,
yep.
You can only be a prostitute if you get paid, right?
Sure, so, I guess that is. Yeah.
And it's not going to be filmed, I don't imagine, because then she could claim she's not a prostitute and she's a porn star instead. But
it's not filmed.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. I don't know what to ask you about this. If you've got comments, you're welcome to comment.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
This is your call to action. Will you survive? Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA. The Get Prepared Expo. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds. Negotiating for your life. Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse. Disease prevention. Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food. Ask yourself, are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes. Where is your plan? Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson, and over 50 more instructors. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com. Will you survive? GetPreparedExpo.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free number for you here is 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. And speaking of SACL CAI, if you've got a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, you can get in touch with them. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect, because they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you also would like to keep your clients down the line as well. So visit SACL CAI through their banner at freetalklive.com. Look on the right-hand side of our page at freetalklive.com. You'll find the SACL banner right there at the top. Once again, that's SACL CAI with you tonight in studio. It's Ian.
Adamo.
And Allie.
Let's continue here. We're talking about Virgins Wanted. And Ali, this is apparently a documentary that is actually in the middle of being produced. They just recently finished auctioning off the virginity of two 20 and 21-year-olds. There's the 20-year-old female, 21-year-old male.
Mm-hmm.
The female auction went for $780,000. She's a Brazilian young lady.
That's right.
And the male,
insane.
I don't know if he's from Brazil, is he? Do we know that much?
I don't think so.
The male, maybe he is, named like Nene. He got $3,000. Now, they're going to fly in the folks to the winner, and winners.
The winners and both, all the parties are going to go to Australia. So I was looking at prostitution laws in Australia, since you're asking about that.
Mm-hmm.
And Wikipedia says that it's sort of, it's governed by state and territory laws, which vary considerably. And they do have like a federal act, which basically just has, it says that brothels are legal, but they have to like register
really
with the state and everything to do it. So it's
it sounds legalish in some places in Australia.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Or they could find some loophole, like maybe the money was exchanged in Germany and then the act took place in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no actual prostitution of some sort, you know.
Good
like
point.
No money exchanging hands in the same place as the act.
So where's this coming from, by the way, this article that that you're sharing?
This is from Business Insider, but I found a little tidbit from ABC News about what she plans to do with the money.
The 780 grand.
Yes. Migliorini has said that she will donate the 90% of the money that she makes to charities that are building homes for the poor in her native state of Santa Catarina, Brazil.
Hmm. Okay.
But Cicely, who's the filmmaker, told the Huffington Post that he was skeptical about Migliorini's claim. He says, I was surprised she said that because in all my dealings with her, she made it clear that it was a business decision for her. Now, given how big the story is in Brazil, she's trapped. If she doesn't give any money to charity, she's going to look bad. So maybe she originally did it.
Take the 780 and move to an island.
For her own share of wealth. But then when it became controversial, she's like, well, if I give it to charity, maybe people will... You know, it kind of adds like an extra... It adds like an extra, people who are going to disagree with her about this. It's like, well, if she gives the money to charity, though, then are you... Like, that's a lot of money that these charities wouldn't have otherwise, so do you not support charity?
I wonder when this came into her mind on how long she was banging. Because like she said, or like you said, this is a business decision. Like, why would she at this point all of a sudden be like, oh yeah, I did this for charity, because why wouldn't it, instead of being virgins wanted, be like... Hey, raise as much money as possible for these poor children, or I'm going to sell myself for sex, you know, to do the money myself. So, you know, like, what's the point of having the act carried out if she was just really trying to help raise, you know, you could achieve this goal without the sex appeal.
Yeah, but makes not it go faster. Nearly as easily.
How long did this auction take? It probably wasn't very long.
That's a good question.
They said there were only 15 bids, right?
Yeah, it only says 15 bids.
And that could be three different bidders. Right, so 15 bids doesn't necessarily mean you're dealing with 15 different people. I mean, that's true. Might only be a handful of, obviously there's no more than a few handfuls, but more than a handful of guys involved here. And, of course, it's probably all guys that bid on the male as well. It's not mentioned how many bids he got, right? She got 15.
It doesn't say. He's just sort of like a
He's like the afterthought here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's a guy, too.
A picture of the winners as well, because it'd be interesting.
Oh, that would be funny.
See what they got stuck with.
Yeah, you know, do you think that it's dudes buying
the guy, of course. Yes, and the reason I think that is because, if you look at, for instance, like Playgirl, the magazine, the subscribers are almost all male to Playgirl magazine.
You're wrong about this. He's selling off his virginity to a Brazilian woman.
Wow.
A Brazilian woman, a hot girl.
Is she hot? How do you know?
I don't know. She's just Brazilian. Of course she's hot.
That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, right?
Oh, come on.
There have to be ugly people in order for there to be more attractive people.
That's like where all the hot people are.
I don't know if that's 100% true. And if it is like the most, like, I'm sure there's very pretty people there. Yeah, but I still have a couple uglies down there.
So what else is this article from Business Insider telling you?
Basically, that's it. I just thought it was a funny thing.
So the next step is that they go down to Australia, they meet up with their lovers.
Winners.
Yeah.
The winners.
And get their freak on.
And then they have sex, presumably, and then after that, interviews will be conducted. Before and after, interviews will be conducted with the virgins.
Right. And I'm very curious. So I want to watch this documentary. How much would you guys pay to see this documentary? I mean...
I don't know.
I'd get it from Pirates Bay.
I'd probably watch it and then decide if I wanted to pay to see it again.
Yeah.
Neat. Thanks for sharing that. And I'm wondering how you feel about this. 855-450-FREE. Is this prostitution? Is something wrong being done here?
Prostitution.
It's clear. It seems pretty clearly to me to be prostitution.
In this studio, it's hands down prostitution.
And I don't care. I mean, it's your body. You can do whatever you want with it. And man, if you can get $780,000 in one night,
I'm still amazed by this discrepancy. Like, they should have, like, chopped this pool up because he's just getting stiffed here.
The guy. It's not even worth a plane ticket at that point to Australia. You're barely covering the cost of a vacation with $3,000.
Well, at that point, $3,000, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought we were talking about the Japanese man that bought it, that he got a bad deal because...
The sumo wrestler, I hope.
The suggestion. I think that, you know, people are willing to spend lots of money on things just to say that they could.
Yeah, but, like, at least a car, you can, like, you spend $780,000 on, like,
you got something afterwards.
You can drive it for a while, like...
This is a moment.
This is a moment.
Right, you're spending $780,000 for a moment.
And to be part of a documentary.
Well, sure. Maybe I don't know if they have some.
Hey, I made a documentary for $2,000 here in Keene. Called Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can see it at victimlesscrimespree.com.
And if I paid $780,000 for a moment, I might have him blur my face because you wouldn't, like, you'd probably get a lot of other, like, oh, hey, I'm a virgin too. You know, like,
well, right. And
well,
what
they,
is.
They tested her for her virginity.
Oh, I know that. I'm still saying that people would think that, you know, like, you oh, you have money. Like,
oh, right.
Well, that's
right.
Another thing. You can't test the dude. Right? Like the, how do you test that? Which maybe is a factor of why he didn't get as much money. Like, because you can't really be sure.
Well, I don't have this that script in front of me, but as for that, they basically, like, asked his parents.
Like, no, seriously, does he have any girls come over here?
No. Like, they just word of mouth, basically. And then also a series of questions, and based on how he answered them, they're supposed to tell if he was, you know, actually, like, a legit virgin.
Well, 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Okay, I got the information on Alexander here. The bids, now this is interesting, they actually name on the website here, virginswanted.com.au, they actually name all the bidders. So you get to find out who was bidding on these folks and the amount that they bid. The opening bid was $1,000 by Tico da Bahia in Brazil. Most all of the bidders were from Brazil. And, oh, excuse me, I was wrong. Nene B is not the name of the person who is the virgin.
That's the winner.
That's the winner's name is Nene B, with a $3,000 bid, outbidding Cassandra Darlinghurst from Australia. Everyone else was from Brazil, and the name of the virgin is actually Alexander.
So the bidding is started in September and ended sometime, it went about a month or something?
No, it looks like it, yeah, you're right, yeah, it went for about a month.
That was another question we had. So in a month, they had a few bids.
So he had eight bids total. She had 15. And there's a picture of her on the beach. Definitely, you know, I can see that she would attract quite a
They're marked. Like, look at
crew.
His and her pictures. Like his picture there is like no body shot, no nothing. Yeah. She's like sexy on the beach. The other one side by side is like a square headshot from like a high school picture.
Do
hers is like all sexy.
This says something about how people value this. Obviously, it's a bigger deal for a girl to be a virgin than for
I'm
a guy.
I'm mad. We need some equal opportunity. No. Prostitution is a woman's business.
What I am not seeing here is multiple bids from the same person. So it looks like people were only allowed to bid their highest bid, and that was it. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your thoughts are certainly welcome. Take control.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over a million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And 453, that's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have a lot of features. Listening options are included. You can go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn about how to tune into the show. We've got over 110 great radio stations around the country that air us at various different times throughout the week. By the way, I want to welcome our newest weekday affiliate, WTTB. And actually, this is a station that is run by the old general manager of Clear Channel, where I used to work, in Sarasota, Florida. He made the move over across the state to the east coast of Florida and now is over there at WTTB. They took our show for weekends not too long ago. It's News Radio 1490 WTTB. And they once they lost Michael Savage, after Savage quit his radio program a few weeks back, they decided to expand Free Talk Live out from weekends to weeknights. So we are on 7 nights per week there in the, I think it's Vero Beach, Florida. They're getting us now live on weeknights, and we're delay broadcast by a couple hours, I think, on the Saturday and Sunday. But you can check out our affiliates list over at affiliates.freetalklive.com if you'd like to learn more about the various different radio stations that air the show. But welcome aboard to everybody listening there in Vero Beach. It's good to have you. You probably have already noticed that Free Talk Live is not your typical cookie-cutter conservative or progressive talk show. This is something that's a little bit different. You really can call in and bring up anything that you want. So if you want to learn other ways to listen to the show, go to listen.freetalklive.com. We've got live streams. We've got satellite options like XM satellite radio. We've got the webcam and the listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance. Jay Noon is on the line listening in New York. Jay Noon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, Jay.
Sorry, guys. I'm just loading hay.
Oh, you're loading hay. Gotcha. Well, what's on your mind tonight?
I'll make this quick.
Go ahead.
Figure it out. Anyways, we made the front paper, the front page of the local paper, Ed and I.
Oh, really?
And, yeah, somebody brought it to me at the farm this morning while I was doing some firewood. And so we're at the front, the bottom part of the front page.
What's the, what is the newspaper called?
Springfield Republican it is.
Okay.
Big Western Mass paper. And there was a pretty good comment in there. If you guys find it online, I'm sure you'll find it. From the guy, Whiteman or Whitemore is his name, from the Western Mass ACLU. And he had said something to the back, I don't have it in front of me, that is disturbing about not allowing the public into the public auction.
You bet.
And he also said something to the fact that the town, it's not good when our government act in the shadows. Something among that. You guys will find it. Correct me, but I don't want to check that out.
Thanks for the heads up. I think we may have seen that link last night. I think she published it at around 10 o'clock at night, so it would make sense that it hit the actual papers this morning. The reporter was there on the scene. What you're talking about is what happened yesterday. We talked in detail about it, where I was arrested for recording video in a public town lobby, attempting to get into what was supposed to be, what was advertised as a public tax sale. And Jay Noon, have fun with the hay loading. Appreciate the call and the heads up tonight. Thanks for making it.
It's a little weird how some of these public buildings functions aren't so public, right?
Well, right. I mean, you've got a public building. It's a town hall. Pretty clear. The public's allowed in there. In fact, I've been in the same building a year ago with Pete Ayer, your partner over at copblock.org. We had our video cameras with us and had no issues whatsoever. Had no issues recording in the same exact places, the same exact people. But this time around, it's a problem, and we were arrested. Or I was arrested. Not we, but I was arrested. In this case, and while I was, going and being processed by the police, they were also keeping the rest of the people that had shown up to support Jay Noon, because his house is up for tax sale for a non-payment of property tax. The people that had shown up to support him and the reporter from the newspaper were being kept out of what was advertised as a public tax sale.
Wow.
The tax sale, the municipal auction group, the Zikos group, as they are called. If you go to freekeen.com, I was telling you last night I'd put the video online. I did. It was late last night. I got the video up. So you can see that now over at freekeen.com. Just scroll down a little bit until you get to video, Ian arrested in Palmer, Massachusetts for recording in town hall. I actually linked to the Zikos group website, the auctioneering group, and I also downloaded their PDF file, which is the advertisement for this town auction. And it says in that file, quote, "This will be a very open,
wow,
public and professional process." But yet no one was allowed in who did not have a $5,000 cashier's check.
That doesn't sound very open.
Nor public.
Nor friendly.
No, certainly not.
Not friendly at all.
And I was, arrested for my trouble of attempting to record video in this place. Now, Adamo, you kind of teased me when you sat down tonight before the show. Like, you told me never to get arrested in Massachusetts.
Not to get arrested in Massachusetts.
That was just for you, Adamo. You've been arrested enough down in Massachusetts.
Well, I guess.
They like you down there, huh?
This was my first Massachusetts arrest. I didn't want to get arrested, but I also didn't want to have to follow some stupid sign they put up in the window saying you can't record video.
That's what I was saying. The reason why I said this is because of the Greenfield, Massachusetts incident that myself and Pete went through for the wiretapping. And so for a year, Ian was, awesome enough to come and support us all the time. So every time we're on our way down there, somebody's like, "You got to stop getting arrested in Massachusetts." Or no more getting arrested in Massachusetts. So I had to rub it in a little when I heard he got pinched in Mass, because it's not the liberty capital of the world.
No, and I almost took a plea.
Well, right away they could have let you out right away. I didn't hear it. I was
Just to recap briefly, they had my camera, they had my cell phone,
right.
And I knew that if I took the plea, I could get my video footage that day. I could get it back then, because then they wouldn't have to hold that as evidence, because the case would be over. And if they would have cut me a deal of like a suspended fine or something like that, to where, if you don't get in trouble in Massachusetts in the next year, then, that's that. That's fine. I don't want to come back here. It was basically my motivation was, I don't want to come back here. I'd rather not go back to court in Massachusetts. I'd rather not go back, period. But they offered a $50 fine, which I almost thought about taking just because it'd be worth it just for the publicity alone, but on principle, I just couldn't do that. I offered them a counteroffer. I said, "Look, I'll give you $50 to a local charity," and the judge refused that. So I said, "Well, I'll withdraw my plea then at this point."
Nice.
And so schedule a trial, go to trial.
And then they gave you the footage and stuff back anyways?
Yes. So to the credit of the police department there, obviously they did the wrong thing by arresting a cameraman in the first place, but they certainly didn't have to expedite the footage in the way that they did. Like, they copied the footage there in the department, right, rather than having to send it off or whatever. And they took the audio from the phone. I just emailed the audio from the phone to the police chief. So I got my phone.
That satisfied them.
I got my phone. I got my camera. I got the SD cards. So I actually walked away with everything, which made it so I could easily put the video up online. Because it would have sucked to have had them hold on to the video for you know, however many months right. it took to actually go to trial and then be able to post right. the video.
Well, footage. That's what I was going to say, because that's what I learned in the Mass case. They were holding our property as well because they said they wanted to keep the cameras. For folks listening out there, if you ever have any of your property stolen, you know, you can that has video or and or audio on it, you could ask the state to, you know, declare what do they want. In our case, they wanted the cameras. They wanted to show those to a jury. Great. Mm. Then I want the footage because they're separate. You know, there's the footage is property in itself, and so is the camera. So no matter what, if they say they want the footage, then great. Copy it and give me my camera.
Yep.
So it's a win-win for you.
It's never a win, but well, you're already having your time wasted.
I, you're right. It's not a win, and they can also at any point do whatever they want, but it's commonly right. accepted from the courts. A motion to return property because they don't want the opposite of whatever they state, you know?
So these cops could have been a lot worse, but...
Are you suing them?
Am I suing them? I don't know how to sue anyone, so I don't, you know, I don't know how to do that stuff. I know that our friend Daryl, who's one of the local activists up here, he's one of the bloggers at FreeKeene.com, he sued the city of Keene recently for waking him up when they were raiding the Keene Activity Center. And now he may be ordered to pay the city's legal counsel costs. So if you lose the lawsuit, and in this case he didn't lose, it was just dismissed, so it never even made it to trial. So they just dismissed the case after, you know, whatever hearing they'd had. But at that point, the city had already hired an attorney to come in and work on the case. So now it hasn't happened yet, but the attorney from the city has put in a motion for court costs or for attorney's fees.
Wow.
Meaning that if that motion is granted. And that, again, the motion hasn't yet been granted, but if the motion is granted, and it's pretty typical that these things are, that then whatever the attorney's fee, the bill is that the city of Keene receives from the attorney, they will send that over to Daryl, and he'll have to pay however many thousands of dollars that'll be. And if he doesn't pay it, then he could be sent to jail forever for contempt of court.
I wonder how much padding of the finances could be done there. I spent 40 hours on
right.
this.
Right, 40 crazy. Hours at $250 an hour.
Yeah, when they just dismiss it for you.
I knew that using the state's laws against the state, that it's too good to be true.
Yeah, I mean, there's $10,000 right there if it was 40 hours, right? 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Did I get that number right? Anyway, more coming up here. You can take control. Hour 3's next. 855-450-3733. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, end-to-end combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse Detoxification System from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.